Don't you ever read the headlines?
Time for Jason and Alexis in the mornings.
Seven headlines at seven.
Your world in 90 seconds.
That's right, Charlie Rose. You have the dirt, and now you're going to get the details. Our 7 at 7, brought to you by our friends at AAA Movers.
One.
First up, new this morning, fire crews put out the flames after a home in Golden Valley catches fire. It started in the garage of the home on Georgia Avenue around 2 o'clock this morning. Everyone made it out safely, and crews were able to knock the flames down rather quickly. The family of Philando Castile in St. Anthony Village reached a $3 million settlement in the case. The agreement means no federal wrongful death lawsuit, which would have played out for months in the courts.
Three.
A judge is now deciding whether Governor Dayton overstepped his constitutional authority. The first hearing was held yesterday in a legislature's lawsuit against the governor. Republican lawmakers say Mr. Dayton's line item vetoes of legislative funding are unconstitutional.
Four.
Let's turn to national and international news now. The Supreme Court weighed in on President Trump's travel ban yesterday, allowing the ban to be partially reinstated starting Thursday. The move will temporarily bar visitors from six majority Muslim countries, including Syria, with an exception for those who have a relationship with a person or entity in the U.S.
Five.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office releases its analysis of the Senate GOP health care bill. It says 22 million more people would go uninsured over the next decade compared to Obamacare. Many would choose not to get insurance when the mandate for buying it would end.
Six.
Turning to entertainment now, Kelly Osbourne revealed that she, and this is not a joke, wet herself at the Pride Parade in New York City because allegedly a Starbucks turned her away when she asked to use the bathroom. But the coffee giant says that location doesn't have a bathroom.
Seven.
Disney says the robot version of President Trump in the Disney World Hall of Presidents will talk when the attraction reopens later this year. Since Bill Clinton, the robot of every sitting president, has given a speech. But there was talk and rumors that Mr. Trump wouldn't because he's so controversial.
And that's the way it is.
And that is the way that it is for this Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over this beautiful earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me, every single day, when she's not threatening to leave me to open up her very own one-winged bird sanctuary, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
The birds, especially those with one wing. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
Ken is not able to join us again this morning. Dawn, do you have a little bit of weather?
I do, yes. This is Ken's official weather forecast. Today, partly to mostly sunny and warmer. Breezy later today, a high of 78. Tonight, we have 62 the low. And for Wednesday, warmer with scattered thunderstorms, a few strong, a high near 80 tomorrow.
Okay.
78 today, though.
That's 78 great. Today.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So no rain today, right?
I don't think so. It doesn't say anything about rain today, but tomorrow we do have scattered thunderstorms.
Ooh. Do we have a, is there a Twins game tonight? Do we know? Does anybody know? Lex, you've been Johnny on the spot. Can you, Lex has been typing at the speed of light today, man. I don't know. Earlier in the show.
I'm getting good sleep.
Are you getting good sleep?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said something earlier, Dawn. What the hell was it? And I didn't even finish the thing. And Lexis goes, the origin of that is from 1876.
It was the horse of a different color. She said it was from Twelfth Night Shakespeare, which I was in. And so I didn't even remember that. It must not have been one of my lines.
No. Yes.
Okay.
They're in Boston right now, playing
Siri?
The Red Sox tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, well, ask Siri. Yeah.
We're just going to. No, I'm just saying, I'm calling you Siri. I'm calling you Siri.
I thought you were asking Siri.
No,
yes.
You're like, you're literally Alexa today. Yeah, not Alexis. You are Alexa today. If anybody has a question for Alexis, go ahead and give us a call. Forget your Alexa. We have Alexis. That's right. It's our new segment. Ask Alexis anything. 651-641-1071. Don, open up the damn phone lines. 651-641-1071. Ask Alexis anything you want. Don't bother paying. Don't bother paying $130 for that Alexa thing. We have Alexis, and she'll answer whatever you need to know. Right, Don?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Now, once again, Don. we're doing these good ideas, and we need to get something off the back end. I mean, someone will call up.
Yeah,
but
there's
saying,
a little delay, yeah.
Oh.
There's a little. Someone will call in. But you and I, Dawn, we need to take a little bit off the back end. If Alexis is going to start making money off this little thing, people just asking her questions. Well, yeah, we're going to charge people for it.
Oh, okay. All right.
You and I, Dawn, should at least get, I don't know, 50% of the cut or like 60% or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm answering the phone, so I feel like I should get more.
Okay, you know what? That's fair, Dawn. Okay. That's very fair.
I have to screen them and make sure they're not too cuckoo to be on the radio.
Mm. So, Dawn, let us take 60.
You're single digits, Jace, for sure.
Well, Dawn and I, collectively, you and I will take 60%. Dawn, I'll give you 40. I'll take 20.
Oh, that's so nice. Mm.
10% will go to B. Arthur, and then 10% will go to Alexis.
Okay.
That sounds fair to me, yeah. Oh, we have someone calling for Alexis. Forget Alexa. We have Alexis.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, I'm here, Dawn, to answer your questions.
Let's see.
Yeah, the Twins are playing the Red Sox again. They lost, though, last night or yesterday.
They did.
So, yeah. It's a hard day. You know, my husband's from Boston. He loves the Twins and he loves the Red Sox. So.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have Hannah on line one.
Punch up.
I know the answer. The pressure.
Hannah, welcome to not Alexa, but Alexis. What's your question for Alexis?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
My question is, why do we do fireworks on the 4th of July?
Okay, on the 4th of July? Lex,
that is
Alexis.
A wonderful question.
Well, that's for you to answer, Alexis.
Okay,
Go ahead.
Hannah.
Okay, let's see. So why do we do this? Because John Adams.
What?
He wanted us to. Before the Declaration of Independence was even signed, he envisioned fireworks as part of the festivities. Mm. So, in a letter to his wife, Abigail, on July 3rd, 1776, he wrote that the occasion should be commemorated with pomp and parade, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and the illuminations from one end of this continent to the other.
That's fantastic. There we go.
Thank
you have your
John
answer,
Adams.
Hannah.
Thank you. Thank you,
there
Hannah.
We go. It's all John Adams.
Hannah.
Thank you, Hannah. Thank you. Kathy, let's go ahead and punch her up.
Okay.
Kathy, welcome to Ask Alexis, not Alexa. What's your question?
I'm wondering, when is Kenny Chesney coming back to Minneapolis?
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
That's an easy one. Good.
That's
okay.
Another one. So let's do it like we would. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Jace.
When is Kenny
Dawn?
Chesney
hey.
Returning to Minneapolis?
Well, so glad that you asked that question. Let's see. It looks like Kenny Chesney will be coming here this year. Let me just click a rooski here.
Alexa, now Dawn, Alexa's a little quicker on this kind of thing.
Yeah,
let's see who will win between Siri and Alexis. Let me try this.
Gosh. Hold on. Okay, yeah, ask Siri. Let me see. I'm still looking.
When is Kenny Chesney coming to Minneapolis?
Here's what I found on the web for when is Kenny Chesney coming to Minneapolis.
Kenny Chesney and Jason Aldean will be coming to Target Field.
Yep. Do we have the date? I get that. I got that far.
Did you get that far?
Yeah.
It is Saturday and Sunday, July 18th and 19th, Kathy.
Mm.
Yes, there you go.
Thank you.
There we go.
Good luck.
Siri beat Alexa at that time, so sorry. Let's go to Sarah here, our final one. Sarah, what's your question for Alexis, not Alexa?
I'm going to play off her craftiness and ask her where I can find cheap royal blue flowers for centerpieces for a wedding.
Royal blue flowers?
Yes.
Well, Bachman's is a fine place to go. Royal blue flowers. Okay, let's see if we search that in the Twin Cities. If there's a good spot. Oh, man.
Where do you go for your crafty things?
You know, so you're not talking about real ones. You're talking...
No, we tried Michael's and everything like that, and they're a little spendy.
Because I love Martha's Garden, if I'm going to go with the florist locally. But I would definitely head to the big three, one of the big threes. Michael's, Joann's, or Hobby Lobby.
There we go, Sarah. Thank you very much.
Don't forget to use a coupon.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't forget to use a coupon. Mm-hmm. Wow, the phone lines are lighting up.
Oh,
unfortunately,
my gosh.
That is the end of the inaugural Ask Alexis, Alexa.
Aha.
So.
Yes.
I think we found a hit here, Dawn.
I think
we found a hit.
This is great. I'll work on
I want to do
making
this again.
This sparklier.
I don't want to do that again.
You were so eager this morning. What's wrong?
Because I wasn't put on the spot. I just was looking for things.
Oh, God, I love it.
Too bad. You're doing
it. You did well. You did very well, Alexis.
It exciting. We don't
know
whether or not
you... John Bream buried the date of Kenny Chesney to the bottom of it. I'm like scrolling. Where is it?
You did great. You did great. It is 7:14. We'll be back after this.
Tickets for the 2017 Cat Video Festival are on sale now.
11,000 MyTalkers and cat lovers came out to CHS Field last August. So we're doing it again. More hilarious cat videos, live music, fireworks, and fun. Tuesday, August 8th.
Tickets are just $10. Kids under 5 are free. And VIP tickets that get you food, air conditioning, and beer and wine are $75.
And $1 from each ticket goes to Home for Life Animal Sanctuary.
August 8th can't come soon enough because everything's better with cats.
Thanks to our sponsors, David at First Equity, Luther Nissan Kia, and the St. Paul Saints.
Get your tickets now at catfestmn.com or use my talk keyword cats.
This is Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Popeye the Sailor. I'm Jace with Lex and the one and only Jedi Master, Dawn McClain. Thank you for being here. Everybody's talking this morning. I read it right before I went to bed last night, and then all the local newscaster are hopping on it like a frog. Did you hear about this announcement coming, I think, today or it came yesterday, this new yogurt from General Mills, local General Mills. Did you hear about this, Lex?
Mm-mm.
So it's called Wee. So it's their answer to the Greek yogurt phenomenon.
Oh.
Because I guess, and I don't want to get too in the weeds in the business aspect of it, though it's fascinating. I guess. You know, General Mills and the Yoplait brand has kind of been slapped down just a little bit with the rise of like Chobani and they've seen a little bit of a sales decrease, Lex.
Oh.
So General Mills has spent millions of dollars over the last few years and a lot of development resources, and they brought in literally a French dude I guess his family, or I don't know. He knows a lot about yogurt. He knows a lot about French yogurt, Lex.
Okay.
And they spent all of this time to make this new French yogurt called Wee.
W-E.
No. O-U-I.
Like we.
Oh, like,
like French.
Like, oh, the French.
Yes.
Like French.
Actual French.
Gotcha. Oh, wow.
Actual French. And it's supposed to be, because I guess if people complain about Greek yogurt, consumers' number one complaint about it is the sour taste.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the answer to that. It's a French style yogurt. You'll love this, Lex. They're in small little glass jars.
Yeah, they're darling.
Are you looking at it?
She was going to say
Dawn,
that.
Look how quick she is.
Yep.
Look how quick she
She's
is.
She's so on it today.
Upcycle those babies.
So, Lex, you could do crafts. You could do something with those little jars,
Absolutely.
Lex.
Absolutely. Yes. Organization.
You're already thinking, aren't you? You're looking at those jars and you're looking beyond the yogurt, aren't you, Lex?
Yep.
You're looking beyond the damn yogurt in there. But anyway, it's a French style yogurt. So it's a culturing process that makes it different. And it's supposed to be thicker and creamier and less tart than the Greek yogurt. So it is, and it's all natural. There's no like gelatin or cornstarch or any of that crap. But because of all of that, it is a little more expensive. It's $1.49, which they say slightly higher than Greek yogurts.
Mm. But it comes in a cute jar you can reuse.
Exactly, Lex. Exactly. I don't know. I want to try this crap.
Yeah.
Because I must admit, I am not a fan of the Greek yogurt. I have tried, my Sharona. I've tried most brands, and I just can't find one that I love. Yeah, I don't know what the hubbub is all about.
The texture, something.
But this, I don't know. I'm looking. Where is it? When it described it, I was like, oh, I could get down with that. I could get down with that song. Yeah, creamy, mm-hmm. thick.
Yeah, creamy and thick. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So, Dawn,
talking yogurt here, guys.
I can't believe you're talking about this because since why? I'm representing Yoplait now,
yeah.
that's my endorsement.
That's right. Holy crap.
I've researched all this and I've read all of these articles in the last, couple of weeks.
Oh, Dawn, I'm sorry. I'm ignorant. I totally forgot. I brought the story up and I forgot that you got the end. Yeah.
So, anyway, they were trying to compete with the whole Greek yogurt frenzy in the last 5 years. They even had somebody who was studying, who started to research Greek words and studying the Greek language to, what are we going to name our Greek yogurt? There was a lot of pressure, and they just ended up going with Yoplait Greek. They're like, well.
That'll do.
Yeah. So they're competing there, and now they've found this. So this is just the newest thing.
They can also play off we. I mean, yes, we, the French word we, but also we as a collective, W-E.
That's right,
eating yogurt together.
Thank you. Eating.
You see what I'm saying?
Lex,
yes,
We are eating we.
W-E.
The three of us collectively, O-U-I. We are eating we.
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 There we go.
And I learned that it's based in Minneapolis.
Yes, it is.
I didn't know that before I did this. Wow.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
down the road, down 394. So try it, everybody. If you guys, if anyone has tried it, if you work for General Mills and you need to change your voice, just talk like this and tell us if it's good.
talk like a demon hobo from Twin Peaks.
Now, Dawn, damn it. Now, why did you do that? Now we're going to. No. Did you have, by the way.
I want to try different yogurts. I hope that they experiment with different fruits. Because I do like,
you
know, the traditional strawberries.
Guavas
and blue.
Or what?
Yes, a guava yogurt. Yes, you read my mind. Doesn't that sound delicious?
Well, I'm looking at this. I'm down with black cherry. I'm down with the good old-fashioned black cherry.
That's delish, too.
Oh, my grandmother used to love black cherry yogurt.
Try a kumquat? That might be kind of good.
No, that's disgusting.
Why not try a yogurt with a kumquat?
Absolutely disgusting.
We can all pretend we're Berenstain Bears.
That's disgusting. Don't ever bring that idea up. Have you lost your mind? Kumquats are so unbelievably bitter.
Well,
that would not be delicious.
It's citrusy too. Mm-hmm. So
How about durian yogurt, really, Lex?
Okay, now durian would be for a very eclectic taste. I might enjoy that.
A lot of people don't enjoy
the durian.
Okay, people are calling.
Because the fruit comes in sacks and
it's a spiky melon. Now, Lex, remember we banned the word sack from the show. Remember, we can't say sack.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay, let's see if this person can hold on.
Well,
let's take them really quick because we have a longer break here. Oh, no, it's not forcing us to go to a break. I love that.
Yeah.
Danny, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Did you try this?
I have tried that wee yogurt. I was a market study. I do market studies for General Mills, and I got to try this several months ago. It is de-frickin-licious. It's wonderful.
Okay, now you're not just saying that because you had to do it. You really like it.
I have been looking for this on the shelves ever since we got to taste it, and I think it was before Christmas time.
Oh, okay. So they've been trying it for a long time. How's the texture?
I just got to try it that one day that they had us come in and try it. The texture is super creamy. It's really thick. And then that layer of fruit on the bottom, it's really good. I'm really excited. And those flat little glass jars are the cutest things.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I know. I'm looking at them now. I don't even get into that kind of thing. But the minute I saw them, I thought, Lex is going to make a bear or a little penguin
She's
or something out of that thing.
Buttons in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're having fun with that. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny. Okay. There we go.
All right. Right. And what do you say, Dawn? Mom on, right? Mom on.
Mom on.
I bet kids will love this, too.
They are cute.
I literally eat yogurt. I'm not lying. Like for, I would say 5 meals a week because it's so easy. And I put grapes in it. I just, you know, plain Yoplait and put grapes
and
in it.
And put grapes in it. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. See?
Well, there we go. Wee-wee. 727. We'll be back right after this.
My Talk 107.1. Everything. Come! Entertainment.
Now a trend has emerged.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's happening right now?
Megan Nuklis from 5 Eyewitness News is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Music to my ears when I heard about Nintendo releasing the Mini Super NES.
Oh, that's right.
The original, probably getting in line now.
I know. The original console launched in 1991.
Wow.
That was my prime.
The prime
game, my video game prime.
Yeah, really?
Okay, 91.
I was good. I was good, man. Me and Zelda, we rocked it.
Oh, Zelda.
It'll be released in September 29th to be exact, preloaded with a lot of games that will take people like you and me back, Lex. You know, back to the good old days, mm-hmm. Super Mario Brothers, you know. Mm-hmm. Alec Baldwin saying that he will reprise his role as president during SNL's next season. Yeah. So that should be fun to see.
Yes, good news.
Charlie Sheen apparently is the owner of Babe Ruth's 1927 World Series ring. Mm-hmm. And he's going to put it up for auction.
Yeah, guy needs money.
And the bid's looking $600,000 is expected from this thing.
Oh,
wow.
Interesting side note, he says he doesn't remember what he paid for it in the 90s.
A lot of money flowing back then for him.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Wow. A lot flowing
and
back
a lot
there.
Of cocaine.
I was going to say a lot
other drugs.
Yep.
Brad Pitt and Sienna Miller, apparently a thing.
Oh, that's a cute couple.
That is a cute couple.
I mean, she denied it and said, oh, you're just being silly in the past. But apparently they were seen holding hands this weekend.
What? That's huge news I didn't know about, Megan.
Are they doing a movie together? Maybe they're just practicing.
Well, no, isn't he like own the production company for the movie that she's doing or something like that?
So.
They've been spending a lot of time together work-wise. And I guess they were at this event in the UK this weekend, and they were holding hands. I mean, it was 3 o'clock in the morning when they were holding hands.
Maybe it was
they were just
for
trying
stability.
To get stable.
Yeah. Jinx.
Maybe.
Okay,
hey, it's
or not,
National Sunglasses Day today, so.
Okay, it's every day, isn't it?
I don't know. It depends.
Every day, yes.
Weather has been odd here this year, so not every day.
Yeah, okay, good point.
But today you need them. Yeah. And so the world is recognizing today as National Sunglasses Day.
Great.
What if
I never
reflective
wear sunglasses.
One is, so you
really?
Don't, Jace, yeah.
Really? Aren't you
I
worried
don't.
About wrinkles, Jason?
Do
Crow's
I
feet?
Look like I need to worry
he doesn't.
About wrinkles?
No, he has no don't. Wrinkles. No, I don't know what it is. He has baby skin.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know. No, you know what it is? Because I wear glasses and I don't even like I have to hold my wallet because I have a little, it's not phobic, but I have a tick where I can't really put a lot of things in my pants pockets. Like I can't put my wallet in my pocket or my keys and I don't like anything in my pocket. So I can't wear the thought of walking around and having to worry about sunglasses when I already wear glasses.
You get the cool flip ones.
Or you could get like the transition lenses that like go dark and light on you.
That too.
Those are weird.
I'll take a pass on those. Thank you very much.
You could wear one pair on your head and one pair on your eyes and flip them as needed.
Ooh.
You could get the string. Yeah. So you could wear them around your neck.
Oh,
you could get a fanny pack so you could like attach it to your belt and put it on your side. I'm just saying, there are a lot of options, buddy.
Yes, Megan.
Yeah, I'll wear those when I go down to play shuffleboard. Thank you very much.
Will you please just try one of them for the state fair?
Sure.
Just one.
I'll do one of those.
Fanny packs are appropriate there.
And they're hot now. Fanny packs are back.
Yes.
They are
a wonderful
back.
Way to carry your stuff.
We need My Talk fanny packs with the logo on it.
There you go.
That would be funny.
Yeah.
You know?
They're hot again.
Yeah. For some reason, that rings a bell,
did
but
we?
I'm not. I
think fanny packs are the one thing we haven't slapped our logo on.
Okay.
I can't remember ever having fanny packs. I'm sorry, Megan. We've digressed and you have news to do. You have news to do.
This is the most interesting thing I've talked about all morning. Y'all might be onto something, okay?
Oh, wow.
Stick around.
Well, good. I'm glad that we could entertain you. So,
Have a good day, you guys.
Yes.
Thanks. Megan Newquist, 5 Eyewitness News. You can watch Megan and the Gang weekday mornings starting at 4:30. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, what do you think of the new sunglasses? Have you seen those with the reflective? It looks like they're mirrors. And there's some iridescent ones. They're pretty big, aviator style. I like them.
What are they called, Lex? Let me see.
I don't know what you can find. Well,
come on, Alexis. Look it up quick.
Gosh, I'll Google it. I'll Google it. Okay. The reflective sunglasses.
While you're on that, here's a non sequitur. Here's a cop. Yeah. A state trooper is jumping on a runaway Amish horse and buggy. This comes from a local news station. You know how I like random audio.
Yeah.
So here's a state trooper. This is from a local newscast. Jumping on a runaway Amish horse and buggy. Take a listen to this. Oh, of course, the computer is. Okay.
They're called Revo.
See, the fact that we got Alexis's answer before my computer worked is not a good sign
but
for the
day.
But
hey, anything Amish, you know I want to play that, so.
What's it called, Revo?
Revo is one of the brands, but
hold on,
it seems like everyone's doing it, too. Here, which
one do you think I would like, Revo sunglasses?
Yeah, they're oversized, a thin cross brow mirrored flat lens. They're only $11.
Oh, good. I don't ever spend a lot of money on sunglasses because I lose them.
Right.
Yeah, nor should you because, you're going to lose them in like a day. So, let me see this.
They have retro horned rims.
There's something about horses.
Oh.
Whoa. Holy
wow, there we go. Running after the poor state trooper.
You know, I'm glad they could laugh in their day. They have hard jobs, and I love it when I hear them having a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with the Amish.
Excuse me?
You know that. I'm just fascinated by the way they live, what they do. Their pies are the most delicious pies I've ever had in my life.
So Alexis went down to near Rochester.
Oh, God.
And it was with Angel, right,
Lanesboro.
Lex? Lanesboro.
There's a whole Amish community down there.
And will you tell the story?
Oh,
and
guys,
this was so funny. She came back and told the story, and I was dying.
Well, I ate so much pie that weekend, it wasn't even funny. But there's this really cool retro diner that this guy got from the East Coast, brought it to Lanesboro, Minnesota, and you can have breakfast. It's, brunch, lunch type of deal. And so they don't have dinner, is what I'm saying. And they have Amish pie. So we tried a piece there. Delicious. And then as we were leaving Lanesboro, there was a whole, Amish flea market. Now, it might have only been like a couple families, but there were a lot of them out there selling their wares.
I don't know if it's. I think it's not Lex, I don't think it's not an Amish flea market, Lex. I think
there were Amish people at the flea market.
She sounded so nerdy, almost like a Trekkie. Did you hear the way she said, a flea market?
I know. She goes. I don't think it's an Amish flea market, Lex. I think they were just. I think it was open to everybody, Lex. There just happened to be an Amish family there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Touche. What's Amish there?
Welcome, Lanesboro, to the Amish flea market.
She's full of pie. She's like, we're going to the flea market.
You modern living folks need not apply. This is just an Amish flea market.
This family. They're selling their wares.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
Anyway, I stop and I buy this little your personal pan pizzas is like a personal pie.
Yeah.
And I bought the pie and we're in the car and I was like, I can't wait. And I took a bite of it. Oh, I made my poor husband turn around. I bought all of them. I came home with a dozen mini pies. Because they were so good. Guys, I don't know what they put in this, but the dough was kind of a little bit doughy. It wasn't complete. Oh, man. I dream about those pies.
Oh, my. Oh. Obviously. Whoa. She just went down.
Okay, that was a rabbit hole. Sorry, guys. But,
gosh.
Whew. Pennsylvania has a lot of Amish too, and they have a really fun little area where
they have the world's largest Amish flea market in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that actually is probably legit because there's so many Amish there.
Welcome to Amish world.
Oh man. On the last day, do they have like everything's 50% off?
They
yeah.
should.
Like, all the discounted days.
Oh my goodness. That's right.
Oh man.
Oof. Okay.
Okay.
That was fun. Oh,
I have a sad update. I have an update. No, I just thought of this. Colin told me yesterday. I have a wah-wah update. Remember when I told you about the dog barking next door, the puppy?
Oh no.
The
yeah.
French bulldog puppy that was barking continuously while I napped. I have a little bit of an update to that story. We're going to take a break and I'll give it to you when we come back. Stay with us.
Talk radio that talks like you talk. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
I don't want to know, no. Who's taking you home? I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't want to know, no. Who's taking you? Oh, I'm loving you so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. And every time I go out, yeah, I hear it from this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. Yeah, I see but don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in
7:46.
My bed.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. On my talk on the 7-1, everything entertainment. Everything cupcakes. I'm Jace with Lex, producer Dawn McClain. We appreciate you being here. End of June, everybody. June 27th.
Gosh, wow.
Can't believe it. Mm. It's going to be beautiful today. So go out, maybe grab the family or have a date night with your spouse, or as Alexis says, your sweet honey.
Mm-hmm.
And have a little patio date, you know, in your own backyard. Or what the hell is so funny about that?
I just thought about... On Hill and Alexis and having a patio date. It just kind of made me laugh.
They sing when they have patio dates. Did you know that, Don? Lex and On Hill sing when they have patio dates.
We just got a swing, too, so
that would be really fun together. This is not a joke. It's real.
Swinging and singing, they call it. That's right.
God is watching us.
God is watching
from the distance.
Oh, wow. Is that what they sing? He's taken to the church. Yes.
That is true.
God is watching us.
God is watching
from the distance.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Oh, so yeah. So I feel a little bad this morning. So I immediately went home after the talk show yesterday. Because I still kind of fighting this little stomach bug thing. And so I got on the talk show and went right home and went to rest. And Colin was there and he went to take the dogs out potty. And he comes back and he goes, oh, I ran into our neighbor next door. And this is the neighbor. This is the nice neighbor. Because, you know, let me be very clear. I complain about our building all the time because 85% of the building, they're just not friendly. I'm going to up that now. I'm going to decrease that to about 80 because I encountered another nice woman yesterday in the elevator. But anyway, 80% of the people have the manners of goats. Like, they don't hold doors open. They don't like press elevator buttons for you. They rush into the elevator before you, even if you're standing there first. They're just rude. They're just arrogant. Ugh. Anyway, but my next door neighbor, literally, we share a wall. They're delightful. I love them. You know, we don't complain about each other. Nothing. It's a kumbaya. Mm. Well, they saw that we had Mr. Big, a French bulldog. So they were like, oh, we're getting a Frenchie, too. So they got a Frenchie puppy. And as is the case with puppies, there's some whining involved when the dogs are left alone. All puppies cry.
Yeah.
Well, I said on the show, and it's true, it was funny that the puppy decides to cry the loudest and the longest right at my nap time. So So I was saying on the show that every, without fail, I would get home and it was like, for like hours, for hours and, you know, for hours and hours and hours. So Colin said that the husband, the really nice husband, I guess they listened to our show. What are the chances they listened to our show? So the wife felt like really bad. Colin's like, oh no, you know, it's fine. She's no, I feel bad. He's like, no, we get it. We had big and da 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 da. Well, listen to this. Listen to how sweet this is. So the little boy, I think it's a little boy, he's deaf. Like, he's a little deaf dog.
You were making fun of the deef dog.
No, you be quiet. God, I wasn't making fun. Alexis.
Man, you were whining about the deef dog.
I know. I didn't know.
Oh, see? You didn't know. Hindsight's 20/20.
You can't even
unless
hear.
It's a blind dog.
I know, no, he's not blind, but I don't know if he's deaf in one ear or two, but Colin looked at me and I was like, oh my goodness, I feel awful. Like,
man,
I'm like, but you know, I love them. I said that I love them. It was just more funny than anything that the poor little guy decides to wait till like 2 o'clock to start barking. It literally, he literally hears me.
He feels the vibrations. He feels the vibrations. He's like, someone's going to come and cuddle me.
Yes. That's what I thought too. So that it broke my heart. So I'm like, I can't come through the wall, you know, and pet him. But
Oh man.
I know.
Well, what would Mr. Big think if you got a key from the neighbors and said, I'll cuddle the dog during my nap? Would Mr. Big get jealous?
Oh, it wouldn't be Mr. Big that would get jealous. It would be Dexter, my boxer.
Because
the older my boxer gets, the more jealous he gets if Mr. Big, like if we show him love first. Wow. Oh my goodness. Dexter will literally step on us if we're on the couch and we're holding Big. Dexter will walk on us like a dinosaur and just step. And we're like, Dexter, don't step on Big. And he'll put his big face right in front of ours. So we have to like pay attention to him first. So, yeah. So I felt bad. Our poor little neighbor. So, and coincidentally, ironically, as Colin was telling the story, little guy was quiet as a barn mouse yesterday. Quiet as a barn mouse. Yeah.
They're probably muzzling it now.
Oh, stop. Come it, Alexis.
On. It's not going
to stop. Now you're trying to make me feel.
It can still whine with a muzzle.
Flex.
Oh, yeah.
I already felt bad.
Yeah, it's going to be crying now, too.
I know.
Tears.
Hey, I get it. Big cried all the time.
Yeah,
it's a hard transition.
It is.
We just don't have neighbors on that. We don't have neighbors on our left side, luckily. So we would put, we put Big on in a crate on the other side of the house. So just for that very reason. But no, it is. It's a hard, puppy training's hard.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Anybody that, you know, it's worthwhile and the rewards are aplenty, but that first 3 months, 3-4 months,
ooh,
girl.
Rough.
It's a
dad joke.
I made a dad joke.
That was Dawn this time, too. So there you go.
Yeah.
Seeping in.
Hey, speaking of Dawn, Dawn, should we give something away?
Let's do it.
Let's, because we have actually a good prize today, so I don't want to, and you 7 o'clock friends are very kind to us. We love you, 7 o'clock friends. So, Dawn McClain, please dazzle us with information on what we're giving away.
Okay, we have a $50 gift card to use at the Shops at Arbor Lakes. Great shopping and free outdoor music. Enjoy their concert fair series on Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m., but you can use this $50 gift card anytime.
Ooh.
651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Give us a call. We're looking for caller number 7, and you will get this prize. Thank you very much. Anyway, 7:54 is the time. Oh, not. So if the neighbor's listening, hi, I love you.
You're very sweet neighbor.
Very, 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 very sweet neighbor. Mm-hmm. Very, very sweet neighbor. Coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, I got to ask Alexis. She went to a movie, and I'm not kidding. This isn't a 8-month-old movie review. this is a fresh, fresh, fresh movie review.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious. I can't wait to ask you about this. Plus, you have Dish on Trading Spaces, which I want to hear about, too. Yes. The return on TLC. Speaking of TLC, I forgot that my 90-day fiancé is back. The mm-hmm. Where Are They Now? Or Happily, I think they call it Happily Ever After.
Yeah, and then they spotlight one couple for a whole hour.
Yes. So I need to watch, because though the reunion, not the reunion, but this is the part that I actually like the Where Are They Now? So I have to watch that, because they're following kind of the villainous from last year. And again, that's on TLC if you haven't watched it, the old 90 Day Fiancé. Hey guys, My Talk 107.1 of the St. Paul Saints will once again host the Cat Video Festival on August 8th at CHS Field, presented by First Equity and Luther Nissan Kia of Inver Grove. Tickets are now on sale, and this year's Cat Video Festival will benefit Home for Life. Speaking of animals, details at mytalk1071.com, keyword cat. 7:55, we will be back with more right after these messages. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Columbia.
Entertainment.